Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I empower high-earning professionals and small business owners to rescue their financial dignity. Today's episode is Winning Financially in Your Network Marketing Business. Direct sales and network marketing businesses can be an excellent vehicle to bring in extra income if you do it right. If you don't, you might end up wasting precious time and energy without much money to show for it. Special guest and creator of the Dare to Win at Network Marketing Coaching Program, Andrea Racco, is going to teach us how to increase our income with our direct sales or network marketing businesses. Andrea is a former insurance broker, a busy mom of four teenagers, and dedicated to the same wonderful man for two decades. She is a personal success and life enrichment coach, the founder of Coach for Life and curator of the Gold Key Club, her private community for motivated ladypreneurs, supermoms, and difference makers. Today, she inspires women to create a masterpiece life based on their unique vision for ultimate success. By blending time-tested strategies and solutions she co-creates with her clients. Following a harrowing battle with cancer that nearly stole first her husband's life and 13 months later her own, Andrea shares her passionate message, time is the true consistency or currency of life. Welcome, Andrea, and thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, my gosh, Christine, thank you so much for having me and for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate that, and I'm honored to be your guest today.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
So today you are going to help our listeners to increase the profitability in their direct sales or network marketing businesses. So tell us, what great tips do you have for us today?
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, let me just start out by saying that I, even though I'm a life coach and a success coach these days, I do come from a background in network marketing as well. And I can honestly say that the principles that I learned going through that experience have really benefited me in building my own business. And that's why I feel like I'm really kind of qualified to kind of speak on this topic today. So I've broken it down to a few golden rules.
Good. Give us the golden rules.
Okay. First one is, and it's the same with any business building thing, is that network marketing is entirely about cultivating relationships. Yes, of course, it's a product-based business most likely that you might be involved with, and if not that, then a service one. But to kind of borrow an adage from Ted Roosevelt, the same rule applies today across the board with any service-based business, is that they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so what does that mean for network marketers, right? That's kind of how I'm always trying to bring it back to that. So what that means for people to help get into business with you is that they won't come into your business until they know you, like you, and you've heard this one before, trust your motives.
Right.
And so you have to consider what you're really expecting a virtual stranger to do when you're contacting them and inviting them into your business. If you're getting, you know, your contacts through Facebook or social media or whatever. And so you have to take a look at what you're asking them to do. So you're asking them to change their buying habits, try new products, leap into entrepreneurship, which oftentimes it's something that is completely foreign to them, get out of their comfort zone and adopt a new way of doing things, and you're wanting them to pay you money to register, which is a huge order, right? It's a huge order from a virtual stranger. So,
True.
Oftentimes, there's like a risk involved with that if it's someone that they don't know. And for a lot of people, there's terror too, right? So what can you do to help them move through that process? And I always recommend that you find ways to lead with service. So show them that you genuinely care and that you really want to help them succeed. So, and it's different for every, obviously, every network marketing business, but essentially you'll have to figure out a way to help them move from stranger to prospect to customer and then ultimately to consultant and then help them feel supported through that process so that they know they can trust you.
Right. Because so, you're not going to turn them from stranger to consultant.
Exactly.
In a day. It's probably not going to happen.
Exactly. You have to find ways to bridge those gaps, right? And so that leads me to the next golden rule, which is treat your business, your network marketing business, like an actual business and systemize it. So building a network marketing business is about building a successful team. And so you're going to be wanting to encourage them and to lift people up and to help them achieve their dreams and goals. And yes, anybody can do it, but becoming effective and profitable requires developing a skill set, and it really does take practice, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, there's the rock stars out there. They just keep adding people, and they can talk people into anything. And you got to love those people. But essentially, even those people are going to have a business that requires that's so big that they can't be everything for everybody. So that's where the systemization comes into play and why it's really important to create those systems when things are small and manageable, and then teach them to your group so that it's duplicated down through your teammates.
Yes, for sure.
So what I've found with building a community, though, especially today with Facebook communities, is that, you know, when I say build a community, I'm not talking about, you know, just taking all, you know, creating a Facebook group and then taking all of your connections and dumping them in there and then thinking, okay, this is my community, because, I mean, that's got to be my biggest pet peeve about social media. And I know I'm not the only one who feels this way as well, right?
Right. Someone just adds you to their group and they're trying to sell you lipstick or weight loss products or whatever, and you're like, I didn't even ask to be here.
Or you'll get a, you know, you'll approve a friend request, and the very next thing you're getting you know, added to the group, you're getting a messenger, I guess, invite to a live event or a live promo or something. Something that you didn't even ask for, exactly what you just said. And then, and I get this one too. Can I have your mailing address so I can send you some free products that are going to be life-changing for you? And it'll be from, like, Australia, and I'm in Canada. I'm like, why would you send that to me? I don't know you, and I didn't ask for this. So,
right.
So consider for a second, you know, how you're making your contacts feel. Because the message that you're sending right off the bat when you do stuff like this is that you really don't care about them, right? You're removing their,
right.
I guess, their choice, their freedom of choice. And that's kind of disrespectful. And if that's kind of the way, I mean, it's just not going to be conducive to building a good relationship and moving forward to having the opportunity to invite them into your business.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And
can we go back to the first point for just a second when you talked about, you know, developing those relationships?
Right.
You know, do you have, like, a particular process that you go through to move those people from stranger to prospect to customer? You know, do you kind of
have
a...
I have my own process.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, can you kind of explain that just a little bit of how you do that with people?
Yeah, I can do that. So I personally develop my business through Facebook mostly. I would say 95% of my business has been developed that way. And you have to figure that, okay, it's very simple to make new connections and add people to your friend list. But I really feel that there's a let's say the mountain is 5,000, because I think that's the limit for having a friends list, right? It's 5,000 people. How do you move through all of those people in a systematic way, in a way that's not slimy and salesy and pushy? So I personally have developed my own kind of process where I will reach out to people that, I guess, on their birthday and offer them an invitation into my private secret community. And that's how I kind of begin to develop a relationship with them. So I'm offering them a gift, and it would be the same with a network marketing business. You're offering them a gift of inviting them into your business. And if you change that little perspective, right, then and you're taking that kind of as a way to connect with them and offer them something and get their consent about something before you move forward, then you really do kind of up-level that business-building opportunity, or sorry, relationship-building opportunity. So that's not, you know, buy into my products or buy into my business. So I'm offering you an opportunity to get to know me better and to find out if what I have available for you is actually something that you even want in your life. So that's kind of where the way I see it as a way. And then if they join me, that's awesome. And then we continue to build a relationship. And if they say no for not right now or whatever, then that's fine too. So I just kind of move through it that way. And go ahead.
And I think you made a good point of, you know, that the first point of contact is very important. And there's a lot of ways you can mess that up. But how do you do it right?
And it'll be different for everybody, right? But you really kind of have to, and that's how, where I come in with working with people. We develop a strategy that'll feel right for them. That's important. That it has to feel like it's slimy from a salesy perspective, that it's actually a genuine from my heart extension of myself, right, to connect with you.
Right, exactly.
I think that makes a big difference.
Yes, for sure.
So I have the next golden rule.
Okay, tell us.
This one's important too, especially with network marketing, and that is to be 100% honest with your team and your potential teammates from the very beginning. And I see this come up a lot, especially, I don't know why there's been a kind of a practice where people will buy a person a kit just to get them in. So generally speaking, you have to consider that network marketing is not a get-rich-quick scenario, right? It's like a long game. You're looking at, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road. So if you're in debt up to your hair follicles and you're strapped financially and you're jumping into a new business with zero training, even if you have a massive friends list and a huge family that you're sure they're going to jump on board with you and get involved, it's not going to solve your financial woes tomorrow. So not even maybe like next year, really, right? So by being honest with your potential, I guess, prospects or consultants, right?
Yeah.
You immediately achieve three things. Your credibility goes through the roof, and you've just set yourself apart from all the other used car salesmen, network marketers out there who are giving network marketing a terrible name. And you've increased the chances of them getting into business because they recognize your honesty. So they'll either step forward and join you, or they'll say, no, not right now, it's not for me, whatever. But they'll watch you, right? They're going to want to see that what you're doing is something you're believing in and that you take a stand for. So I always recommend to people I work with not to buy kits for people that they want to just get in. You have to figure how's that going to duplicate in your business anyway, right? That, you know, let them know it's a 3 to 5 year plan. It's going to take consistent and persistent effort. You know, it does offer choices and options to the 45-year employee plan, but it's going to require some personal development. It's going to require learning some new skills and developing those relationships. So it's actually an awesome thing. I have the greatest respect for network marketing and for marketers who take it seriously. But the thing is that it is based on relationships, and sometimes that's awesome, right? But other times it's kind of unpredictable.
Right, and it is. Yeah, well, and it is a long game. And, you know, I got into direct sales in college, and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And, you know, I pretty much wasted a bunch of time and money because, you know, I bought all the stuff and all the products, and I hated selling. And, you know, it really wasn't the best choice for me, and that's okay. And
But
so
I'm sure you learned.
It's not for everybody. I did. I certainly did. So, so it's kind of funny when I look back at it. I was just like, oh, what was I thinking?
And I think a lot of times there's that idea that that's what I have to do. I have to buy the product. And if I just buy the product, you know, it's going to be a life changer. But that's really not where it ends, right? If you want your network marketing business to become an actual business that's profitable, you have no choice but to invest in people and develop their leadership, develop your own leadership skills first, but then help them become the people they need to be in order to do those same processes and duplicate that.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to go to that part, then network marketing will always be a hobby and we'll just take your money.
Well, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with being a customer or, getting in for the discount. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think people need to be honest with themselves. You know, what level of involvement do they want? I mean, just because you love a particular product doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you should turn it into a stream of income. I mean, maybe you should, but, you know, people do need to be realistic about, you know, it's not just the time investment, because, you know, you do need to invest in those, you know, in the products so that, you know, people can see them and try them. And a lot of people don't plan for that, for the business end of it. Like, I am going to have to put some money into this and reinvest some money, you know, reinvest some of my profits back into this to grow it.
As a business, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And if they got in order to create some options for themselves financially, then chances are it's not going to be just about the product. It's going to be about learning how to develop it into a business. So that's important too. So do we have time for golden rule number 4?
We absolutely do.
Oh, good. Because it ties into what you were just saying about how you kind of went through, I guess, some years back getting involved and then, of course, being faced or confronted with the fact that there could be some sales involved, right?
Right.
So that next golden rule is definitely to think about shifting your idea of sales, because that one's a huge, I guess, obstacle for many people, because we all have those, you know, those conceptions of the used car sales guy, right?
Yes. I used to date a used car sales guy, so.
And they can have their own language.
Yes.
But when it comes to network marketing, there's, I guess, you really, if you're going to build it as a business and you're going to develop that network and you're going to invest in people and develop your own leadership skills and then help them achieve their dreams and goals as well, then we kind of have to get comfortable with the idea of sales. But it doesn't have to be, you know, sales as in that concept of the used car salesperson. Yes, salespeople do get a bad rap, and I get that nobody wants to be lumped in with that. But there is an artistry to effective promotion and to marketing and even to salesmanship. So by shifting our perspective about it from, you know, the slimy salesperson to understanding a need and fulfilling it, or understanding a problem and solving it, it goes from being, you know, a nasty concept to actually morphing into being a service provider or a solution provider, or being able to create options and benefits for people.
Yeah.
So, and that's why network marketing is so powerful.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's one thing that all business owners need to learn, is they need to learn to love sales. And that was a process, and is still a process for me. You know, I heard it said that, you know, if you think about selling is really serving, you know, if you're, if you're selling to the people who truly need you, you know, you're serving them by solving a particular problem or filling a need that they have. And there's nothing slimy about that. And you do deserve to get to get paid for that, whether it's a product or a service. And
absolutely.
But nobody teaches us how to sell. You know, it's most, unless you studied sales and marketing in college,
right?
You know, they don't teach you that in school. So for most people, it's way out of their comfort zone.
Right. And I find that they don't really, even though it's a necessary component of building a successful network marketing business, there isn't a lot of leadership around that either, which is why you get these tactics of this, you know, dumping everybody into a Facebook group, or these mass messenger advertisements that go out, come join my live event. Because it's just, there's no connection there. And unless there's that connection where you feel like you're providing a valuable service, then it just kind of misses the mark entirely. So I think that network marketing really has the potential to change people's lives and to open doors, right? So, I mean, for each one who's involved, I always say, you know, you have to believe that you've got the golden ticket. You've got an opportunity to solve someone's problems or to create options that they may not have had available to them, but you have to help them understand that power. And you can't expect them to, because you have to be the one that inspires all of that and kind of, you know, leads them there. So it is a process. It's definitely something that anybody can do, but I really feel that, I guess, there's a lot of leadership lacking in helping people understand that there is a very important skill set involved to learn and to help other people learn.
And so tell me a little...
Go ahead. I overlapped you. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So tell me a little bit about, you know, this program, this coaching program that you have, Dare to Win at Network Marketing. Who would be your ideal client? So if somebody's listening, who is that ideal person who's currently involved in network marketing where this coaching program would be a good fit for?
Oh, what an awesome question. Thanks for asking that, Christine. So I work exclusively with women, and I work with a number of different people involved with different network marketing. So I take them through a program where we talk about what it is that they're trying to achieve first with their business specifically. And then the very first thing I do is I help them brand themselves, as opposed to just kind of, you know, being involved only with their network marketing. So if they're, you know, if it's like a health product, then I help them develop a concept around being a health and wellness coach so that, you know, they're giving an added value as well and learning how to help develop those leaders in their business and develop that skill set. So then we'll talk from there about systemizing their business, everything I kind of just mentioned when we were going through our conversation about how we can break it down into like effective marketing system and an effective contacting and inviting system. Something that, and it's always developed based on them, right? So it's something that, you know, would fit into what it is that they're doing with their business or with their network marketing business. So we'll get those
kind of play. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so I'll work with them to get all of those pieces into play and to create like some online marketing visibility with all of their social media channels, right? You want the same message across the board because I've found that there's like a lot of mixed messaging going on. It doesn't serve their purpose. And that's usually where we go from there. And then it's just a matter of building their communities, building a Facebook group that's engaged, and kind of, you know, helping them develop areas where they can come together as a team and learn leadership. And then we'll just kind of move on from there. But that's the main crux of the program is to help them with their online visibility and their branding and their marketing messages and their systemization.
Awesome. So maybe if someone who's in network marketing who feels like they're kind of stagnant or they're not growing as much as they would like to and they're not maybe really sure what they're doing wrong or what's missing.
Right. Or they've been added by people who really aren't really interested in developing the business. They're just kind of, you know, they're there and they're like kind of treading water without leadership. It's like, I know that these principles work. And so if we just kind of find a way of instituting them, then your business will come together. It's just a matter of getting all of the pieces working together. And even having them step forward and ask for leadership, right? Because knowing, you know, how do you want me to do this? A lot of people, they've been brought in and they are very timid and they don't even know what questions to ask to help get direction. So I work with that as well, which is awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, and I think that that's a very good point that you make about branding yourself along with your business. So it's not just like, oh, I'm a Mary Kay lady or I'm a Juice Plus guy. It's who are you and why should we work with you as a Mary Kay lady or you as the Juice Plus guy? You know, what is it that's different about you and has that extra draw where it's not just about the supplements or just about the makeup. It's about you and the value that you bring and the leadership that you bring. So I think that's a very important point.
It
personal
is,
branding is hard
so often
without somebody to guide you through it. I said the personal
and
branding
so
is hard
I've
without
found.
Somebody helping.
But so often I've found that people do get involved and then their whole network kind of collapses or you lose their leadership. And because they, because we've worked on branding themselves, they have a way forward as well. So all of that investment, all of that community, it's not just flushed down the toilet with the fact that, you know, the network marketing business kind of collapsed, which happens, right?
I mean, it does.
I mean, it happened to me. So, and that's kind of where, why I ended up saying, oh my gosh, I spent years developing this and now there's nothing here. And I really took that personally because, you know, when I sat with people and I said, you know, I'm going to help you build your dreams and goals, I really honestly meant it. So when the whole thing kind of collapsed above me, it was like, oh my gosh, I just totally didn't follow, I don't have a way of following through with these people. And that's actually what led me to building a coaching business, becoming certified and kind of having a way to make good on those promises, really. So, yeah, that's how that all came full circle.
So you have a free gift for our listeners today. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that and how they can claim that?
Sure. Thanks for asking as well. I do have a free gift for your listeners, and I'd be delighted to personally have a conversation with them. So I'm offering a Dare to Win Network Marketing Strategy Call, which is free of obligation, and we'll talk about, you know, possibly branding yourself, and if that fits with you, about systems that you can implement right away to make things more simple, gaining visibility online, and kind of building your business in a way that feels right for you. So like I said, it's a complimentary virtual call, and each guest, even whether we were to continue with talking beyond that, will receive a free resource that will help even the newest network marketer. It was a book that changed my life, actually. So, and not my own book.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Christine.
Not a problem. Well, Andrea, thanks again for joining us on the Financial Lifeguard on Duty podcast. So, please tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
Well, they can connect with me on Facebook. It's Andrea Hunt Racco, R-A-C-O. Or they can find me on my website, which is www.coachforlife.ca, and it's just Coach F-O-R Life, and that's it. Or they can find me on LinkedIn, again, Andrea Hunt Racco. But what I get really excited about is connecting with ladies and then having them come join me in my Gold Key Club, which is, as you know, completely free for entrepreneurs and difference makers and supermoms.
Awesome. And we'll link up your website so that people can get in touch with you as soon as we're finished here. So, hey, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. As always, you can find me and plenty of free money wellness resources at my website, christinelucan.com. Also, be aware that I have just launched the Manage Money Like a Boss Collective, which is specifically for entrepreneurs who want to learn how to master their money both personally and in their business. And you can get more information about the collective at managemoneylikeaboss.com. So I look forward to talking with everyone next time. Until then, have an amazing week.